Welcome back to the Wavy Podcast for a little Christmas Eve special. Here we are. I can't believe it is already Christmas. Sounds a little cliche, but I do feel like this year really did fly by. Like, I feel like it was Christmas last year, like a couple months ago. And I don't know if it's because of lockdown, but for me, it's like the first, like, I don't know, 5-6 months of the year. Like, I don't have a lot of I don't have a lot of like memories, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like my memories from this past year start in like the summer, which is like when I started having fun again. Anyway, kind of excited to be wrapping up this year. It was a good one, you know, for as long as things were good, it was good. But you know, here we are again in the trenches, in it together. I know my Christmas is definitely not normal this year, and I know a lot of my friends and family are also dealing with the same thing. So, you know, no matter how you're celebrating, I hope you at least, you know, enjoy the day off, enjoy the time to yourself. If you're with your friends, your family, on your own, just take some time to relax and have a nice day. And, you know, we are all going through something right now. So just something important to keep in mind. Anyways, in this episode today, I'm going to be going through my 2021 faves. So from everything from like hair to makeup to music, Toronto things, you know, you name it, just my favorite things this year. So, you know, I know not every category might not interest everybody, but I promise I'm not going to drone on and on in each category. We'll get right to the things that you like. All right. So, I'm going to start with hair. So my favorite hair product this year has been the Day Cactus Leave-In Conditioner, DAE. So this is just amazing. It comes in like a little bottle. I don't remember the exact mLs, but you pretty much would look at it and think, oh, this is going to last me like a month. No. This has lasted me like probably over 6 months. It smells amazing. I haven't found a leave-in conditioner that leaves my hair as soft, and honestly, like, my hair has been growing more ever since using it, and I do get compliments on the scent, as weird as that sounds. So that's my hair care chosen product, just because simply, one, the smell, two, how it leaves my hair, and three, the value for how long it lasts you. Okay, so I'm gonna move on to candles and home. So for me, this year, I'd say Voluspa candles are my favorite. So I actually, back in the Sephora sale back in November, I bought a 4-pack of candles just to like try them out. And I was like, you know, I'm going to get myself some expensive candles since I'm getting like a discount or whatever. And oh my God, these are incredible. So they're soy, so they last forever. I honestly haven't burned through any of them yet. And they are just incredible. They fill up your room. I cannot describe to you like how good these scents are. Like, they smell a lot more, I would say, like organic and down to earth, as opposed to like, okay, if you are like really into like Bath and Body Works, I love Bath and Body Works, don't get me wrong, but if you're really into like holiday scents and like, you know, really like artificial things, like Voluspa is not going to be your thing. But if you really like earthy and like, you know, creating like a down-to-earth vibe in your home, Voluspa is great. So next is my favorite venue, and this year it would have to be Coda in Toronto. Yeah, I didn't think I would say that before either, but this isn't a venue I exactly embraced in the past. However, this year I've taken a bit of a bigger interest in the EDM music, of mainly techno and house. Anyway, my interest in those genres has brought me to Coda a few times. And also, Coda was one of like the few venues that were actually open in the city, because it is considered a nightclub as opposed to just a music venue. So I got to enjoy that venue a bit more than other ones this year. So it kind of, I guess it has some significance there for me as well. But yeah, I don't know. The staff is really nice. The lights are amazing. The artists are fantastic. I've had some really great memories, like I said. And it's just a cool space. It's awesome. Next up from makeup, I'm going to say Il Makiage. So I fell right for those Instagram ads. If you don't know what Il Makiage is, it's a foundation, and it's a makeup line, but they're pretty much known for like their foundation and concealers. So I pretty much fell for those ads on Instagram where it's all those girls saying like, wow, this is the best foundation I've ever used, yada yada. So, you know, I'm always down to up my game. So pretty much you can try the foundation for free. They send you a full bottle, you have a month to try it. If you like it, you get charged. If you don't like it, you can send it back for free. No questions asked, whatever. So I tried it, and I have to say, it's fantastic. Best one I've used in a while. The only thing is it did make me break out for the first little while using it. But like, for me, my skin is sensitive. So like, anything new on my skin is going to make me break out. But you know, if you stick it out a little bit, and you stick with it, it might work for your skin. For me, it did. I like it. It genuinely does last most of the night for me. I'm not going to say it lasts the entire night. I honestly don't think any foundation lasts the entire night. But yeah, the foundation and the concealer are great. And I also added on the eyeliner to my pack. And I have to say, I actually switched from Kat Von D to this eyeliner. And that says a lot, because I've been using Kat Von D like since I was in high school. So we're talking like probably almost 10 years I've been using Kat Von D, and I switched from that to this stuff. It's great. I find it actually lasts longer. So overall, impressed, and like, I definitely want to try more of their products. Okay, so for drink, this year I was really, really into ciders. So I'm going to say that my favorite cider was the Pommies cider. I find that in the LCBO. I believe they are like a local, local to Ontario cidery. Yeah, they have a few different kinds. I like them all. I'm really just like a fall gal, and cider is great in the fall and the winter, and even the summer by the fire. So honestly, cider is great year round. I don't know why I said I'm a fall gal, but I you know what? I guess cider is just kind of a fall gal thing, so it falls into that. Okay, so honestly, this year I didn't really watch a lot of movies. I've just been watching a lot of like older movies I like. So instead, I'm gonna talk about my favorite YouTube channel that I discovered this year, because honestly, YouTube is kind of like my equivalent to like movie and TV. I do watch my fair share of Netflix, but like honestly, YouTube is like my number one. So my favorite channel that I discovered this year is this one called Valspire Family. And it's pretty much this guy, I think he's like 24 years old, so like my age. And he makes a lot of like really cinema-like YouTube videos where he goes on these like random road trips with no plan. Well, or so he makes the audience think he has no plan, but you know, fools me. And sometimes it'll be with like random people that he meets on like Craigslist, and just goes on this like really big adventure. We'll like go across the states or wherever, and it's really like cinematic and beautiful. And you know, being like locked up again for quite a fair share of this year, it really just was like nice to watch that, and it made me really like nostalgic and want to travel. And I don't know, it always gets me in my feels. He like meets new people, and like kind of he like meets these strangers, and like it kind of reminds me that like, you know, we are all like very similar, even though we don't realize it. Like, although we are all very different, we are all very similar in a lot of ways, if that makes sense. Like, he gets into these like really intricate conversations, and it's just like really beautiful. And his editing is cinematic, and he uses a lot of like the same music I like in it, which is also really nice. And yeah, I really encourage you to check out that channel if you like, you know, adventure type content, or you know, really emotionally dramatic cinematic content. Next is a couple activities that I like. So I bought this game called We're Not Really Strangers. It's a card game. I got it on Urban Outfitters online. You can order it directly on their website too, though. And it's pretty much like you sit down with a friend or your significant other, and you kind of pull cards, and it's like you ask each other kind of like, I guess, deep-rooted questions, sometimes lighthearted questions, but it'll be like, how are you really? Or what's your favorite memory with me? Or, you know, just like kind of questions that like make you kind of dive deep into each other's soul. And it's cool. You kind of get to like know someone you thought you knew really well on an even deeper level. And it's nice. I like it. And actually how I found out about the game was from the Valspire family YouTube channel. So that was cool. Totally encourage you to pick it up and play it with, you know, someone close to you or someone you want to get to know better. And another activity I really enjoyed was DJing. This was actually on my New Year's goal list from last year. I really wanted to learn how to DJ, and I actually started a couple months ago, and it's been really, really fun. I mainly do like house and techno stuff right now. I'm still definitely defining my style, but it's just been really refreshing to like learn something new. I feel like I haven't learned anything new or like a new skill in like so long. So it's been fun and I really, really enjoy it. It feels like a really great fit for me considering like how much I like music. You're itching for something new. I definitely encourage you to, you know, learn something new this year. It's worth it. And yeah, it's definitely not going to stop there for me. So this year for accessories, I was actually into Mejuri. I have a couple of their pieces now and I'm actually really impressed. I always saw it on Instagram, saw a lot of people wearing it, but never really like bought into it. But then eventually I was like, you know what, let's give this a try. I need some like simplistic pieces in my collection anyway, just to like wear every day. And I do find just like, you know, having a couple accessories does kind of like elevate your look, makes me feel a little more confident, you know, just a little more put together overall. And yeah, I'm really pleased. The quality is fantastic and I like wearing it every day. I have a pair of like chunky silver, sterling silver goal hoops, and they're great. So for food, I was really into kale this year. Kale is amazing. I always feel so good every time I eat it. I like to put it in my smoothie. I really like to make a kale Caesar crunch salad, which is pretty much like a kale Caesar salad, but instead of croutons, I use like panko breadcrumbs. It's really good. And then I make the Caesar salad from scratch. But yeah, moral of the story, kale makes me feel amazing, even if it's a placebo thing. I don't know. I try to eat it like every day if I can. And also just a few weeks ago, I got into bone broth. That also makes me feel really good. So yeah, those are like my two favorite things. And you know what? But I can't just pick two like health nut foods. So I'm going to pick something like another favorite food this year was definitely probably Miss Vicky's, like the dill pickle ones. Those are incredible. And if you dip it with Philadelphia cream cheese, incredible. So in terms of beauty, this year I actually got my eyelashes done for the first time and that was awesome. And I really liked the way it made me look. It's not something I want to do all the time, that's for sure. But it's nice if you have like an event or like some sort of special occasion or whatever, it can really like amp things up a little bit. And when I say I got my eyelashes done, I guess I should have been a bit more specific. I didn't get extensions. I just got them like lifted and tinted, which is nice. And it lasted for like a few months, which is cool. So yeah, in terms of music, when it comes to albums, my favorite album this year was Day and Night by Parcels. Wow. I don't think I've heard an album this year that compares to that one. It's like groovy and funky and like bounces between like a bunch of different kind of alternative genres. And it's a longer one. It's definitely one you want to listen to front to back. But yeah, I was really, really, really blown out of the water. I've always listened to Parcels, not always, but over the last few years, I've listened to Parcels casually, but not exactly like in an album way. So I was really pleasantly surprised, and it's a really incredible album. You should definitely listen to that. And in terms of my favorite artist, that would be Teen Days, right from BC. He released two albums this year, both really incredible. One which is like more ambient and earthy and calm, and one that's actually more of like a dance record, which like I said, I've been more into dance music this year. So it's really nice to have that variety from one of my favorite artists. He can really just do any single genre. And I feel like this year, you know, it's been another pretty up and down year with a lot of emotions. And I feel like his music kind of taps into every single one and fits every vibe. So I love that I can get all of that from one artist. Okay, in terms of restaurants in Toronto, I'm gonna say two different ones. So one being Her Father's Cider Bar. I've actually been going there for a few years now. Their food menu is absolutely incredible. They have such cool ciders from like around the world, not just local. And yeah, every time I go there, the atmosphere is stunning. The service is fantastic. The food is amazing. My favorite on the menu is definitely the fried chicken. It comes with a really good syrup with like some star anise in it. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Star anise. Probably star anise. But yeah, it's just, and then the chicken, the fried chicken, like the breading is like not too thick, not too thin. It's great. It's great. And then they have like cider flights, which is really fun too. But then last week I actually tried Matty Patty's, his Matthew Madison's burger joint here in Toronto for the first time. And wow, was that good. Oh my God. The sauces are so good. The fries are bomb. It's really, really cute inside. The only thing is like, I wish they had a bit more seating, but like, whatever, I guess who needs indoor seating these days. But, and moving on to skincare, I'm going to go with Drunk Elephant. I actually had the opportunity to try a lot more of their products this year. Over the past couple years, I've used their Proteiny Moisturizer, but I never really got into the other ones. But I was really lucky enough to have some of their products gifted to me kindly by them. Thank you so much, Drunk Elephant. And wow, like I honestly am not much of a serum girl. Like I just never really cared to buy them for myself. For me, I really like to keep my routine as simple like as possible, but I did get some of their serums to try, and I don't use them every single day, but I do use them a few times a week, and I do find that like the next morning I kind of just have a bit more of a glow. I have like a couple overnight serums and morning serums. They really have so many, but honestly there hasn't really been a product from Drunk Elephant that I've tried that I haven't liked. And you know, it's not necessarily that like I'm saying that they're going to cure your acne. I think if you have acne, you should definitely seek help from a doctor or a naturopath. That's something I did this year. I sought help from my naturopath, and that really is helping clear up my acne. But like for your skin that is kind of like already good and already chilling, this can really like, I find their products can really help with your complexion and like give you a glow and help with like scarring and stuff. So yeah. I'm going to say Drunk Elephant is definitely my fave when it comes to skincare. And the last thing I'm going to say is my favorite thing in terms of just lifestyle is just like doing what's best for you and always putting yourself first. You know, if you're ill, take time off. If you need to take a breather and journal, do that. If you need to take some time off of work to see your doctor, to talk to your therapist, to see your naturopath, to go for a walk around the block, do it. Like ultimately my like favorite thing is just doing what's best for you. And I know that sounds like kind of cheesy, kind of broad, but like really you do your best when you're in your best mode, you know, and that comes with taking care of yourself. And that's something that I've just focused a lot more on this year, is just taking better care of myself. And you know, if that means I have to slow down on content, then so be it. And yeah, just take care of yourself. And yeah, I'll leave you guys with that. I hope you all have a healthy, happy holiday. You know, stay safe. Wishing you and your family and friends and whoever's in your circle all the best. And I'm looking forward to chatting with you guys in the new year. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Have a lovely holiday.